So this is obviously the feast of the solemnity of the baptism of our Lord. It's actually the last day of Christmas. This feast ends Christmastide. But this is a beautiful and a wonderful feast. It gives us a chance to pause and reflect upon the very act of baptism. You know, in the Eastern Church, this is called the Feast of the Theophany, because there at the baptism of Jesus, all three persons of the Holy Trinity show up. So this was a very important event if all the big guys showed up, right? So God the Father speaks forth from heaven, and the Holy Spirit descends as a dove, and of course, the Son of God, Jesus, is in the water with John being baptized. All the persons of the Trinity show up for this very important event. Now, Christians have celebrated baptism from the beginning. We follow Christ's example. And because baptism has been celebrated so long in the church, well, a lot of people have gotten kind of blasé about it. You know, it's just one of those things we do. We're Catholics. So time comes, you know, we have a new baby, and what do? Well, we baptize it. That's what Catholics do. So we kind of see it almost as like a ritual entrance, a rite of passage, maybe almost like an initiation by a club to become a member. But it is so much more than that. Baptism is a sacrament. It's the first sacrament that everyone receives. Now, what is a sacrament? Now, if you went to Catholic school, I'm sure you memorized this definition. It's an outward sign of an inward grace. How many of y'all memorized that definition? A lot of you, yes, we memorized that. Okay, so what does it mean? We all memorized the words. But what does it mean? Well, this is the way I define a sacrament. And this is not approved by the U.S. Catholic bishops. This is just my way of putting it, okay? A sacrament is where God gives himself to us through common stuff. It is where heaven and earth intersect, where God gives himself to us, to humans, through common stuff of earth. We celebrate in the Eucharist, where God gives to us the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ through the common stuff of bread and wine. And we celebrate baptism, in which God gives to us our very adoption as children of God and imparts his Holy Spirit within us through the common stuff of water and oil. In fact, all sacraments are based upon the ultimate sacrament, which is the incarnation of God. The Word became flesh. God gave himself to us, to common humans, by becoming a common human, by becoming flesh and bones like we are, by becoming the stuff of earth. God gave himself to the people of earth. That is the sacrament on which all other sacraments are built. And so we come to the sacrament of baptism to be adopted as children of God and to receive the Holy Spirit. And God takes that act very seriously. I was speaking at a conference a couple of years ago, and there was a woman speaker there who was, I guess you would call her a Catholic evangelist. And she told this amazing story. Her name was Barbara Heil. She told her amazing story. She was raised in a completely non-religious home. And her father was very abusive, abusive of her mother and abusive of her. And when her father was on one of his rampages, she would run and lock herself up in her room. And she would see, perhaps in her imagination, perhaps not, she would see a strong, gentle man at her window who would always tell her, "It's okay, everything's going to be all right." Well, not surprising, when Barb became a teenager, she ran away from home. She went off to the big city, she got involved in drugs and all the dangerous lifestyle of a teenage runaway. You can imagine what all that would have been. But then, thankfully, thank God, one day she met some Pentecostal teenagers who introduced her to Jesus and got her turned on to Jesus and to the church. And she got excited and she went to Bible school. She went to Bible school. She became a Pentecostal preacher. And while she was in Bible school, she took a class on how to convert Catholics. And she became a certified Catholic converter. She had the certificate on her wall to prove it. But to do this, she started studying the Catholic faith so she could become a good Catholic converter. And she discovered that she kind of liked it. And so she read more and more on the Catholic faith, and then she decided to go to RCIA class. And finally she said, you know, she decided, I want to be a Catholic. I want to become Catholic, which was very hard for her to do, which because she's a Pentecostal preacher. She likely is going to lose her income and her job if she becomes Catholic. So she calls her mother and she says, and her father had since died, I want to let you know that I've decided to become Catholic. I'm going to go be baptized as a Catholic, because not all Pentecostal churches baptize. And she says, I'm going to be baptized Catholic. And her mother said, you don't have to do that. You were already baptized Catholic. I says, what do you mean? I never remember once in my entire life we ever stepped foot in any kind of church. He says, oh, my sister, your aunt, she was insisted that you should be baptized. So she came and got you one day, and she took you to the local Catholic priest and made him baptize you. Suddenly she realized how God had protected her through all those years of turmoil and trouble and dangerous lifestyle. And she also realized who the man in the window was, who had been looking out for her entire life. God takes his part of baptism very seriously. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard that baptism cleanses the stain or the blot of original sin. And I want to clarify something about that. I mean, that's true, but it's kind of misleading. The image is misleading because it's not a blot or a stain on our soul. Something is missing. The darkness in our soul before we become baptized is because there's something in our soul that's missing. There's an empty spot. It's not a dark stain. It's the absence of light. And when we are baptized, God gives us His Holy Spirit. He puts His Holy Spirit inside of us. He puts His law in our hearts. Now, I'm sure all of you have probably had the experience that your friends or your neighbors or your coworkers all want to get you to do something that you just don't quite feel right about. And, you know, maybe because of the pressure, you went ahead and did it anyway, and then you realized how bad a decision that was. Or maybe you stood your ground and refused to follow the crowd and later realized how good a decision that was to go with that still, small voice that speaks into your heart. And that's the Holy Spirit that God puts in us at our baptism when He writes His law in our heart. And we have that spiritual intuition of what God would have us do. We don't listen to it enough because we get so busy and the clamor of the world is so loud, and we have to still our hearts, we have to still our minds and turn our focus to God and listen to that still small voice and discover that God is still speaking to us. Because He has planted His Holy Spirit within our soul. And He speaks to us in that still, small voice. So baptism brings us into the family of God. And you know, just like in any family, we grow in a family, don't we? We grow up in a family. We learn about our family's traditions, and we learn about the way our family does things, and all the little nuances we have and the things we enjoy about our family. We grow up in that. We learn that. And it's the same in the church. We have to learn how to be a better part of our family through attendance at Mass, through regular scripture readings and prayer, through studying the Catholic faith, we've learned to become a better part of our family, and we come together to be knit together as one. And just like a regular family, the place where that most happens is at the dinner table. And that's what we gather for today. To gather here at the table of our Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to knit us more closely to God, but also more closely to each other. As we go through this life as the family of God, to share our faith with each other, to encourage each other, to help each other, to take care of one another. Because we are not fighting through this thing called Christianity by ourselves. We are part of a family, knit together by our baptism into the family of God, and sharing in the table, our dinner table together, so that we might be made one.